Welcome to Woof Shanti, where we like to help children learn to think well and live a mindful life. Today, I'm speaking with Leslie Carney, who is the head teacher in the U.S. for Rainbow Kids, a training specializing in 200-hour or 300-hour family yoga teacher trainings and partner teacher trainings. Hi, Ms. Carney. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into yoga.
I started doing yoga about, 12-ish years ago.
A lot of people teach adult yoga classes. How did you get into teaching yoga for kids?
Well, actually, I taught yoga to kids before I taught yoga to adults. I also teach adult classes, but I got into teaching kids yoga because when I started practicing yoga, I also worked at a daycare. And so I just naturally wanted to implement something that I loved so much into working with the kids. So it just kind of all came together.
Is yoga something that is best learned when a child is young?
I think yoga is good at any time. But I think if we can reach kids at a young age, that it's definitely beneficial.
How did you get involved with Rainbow Kids?
I got involved with Rainbow Kids from one of my really dear friends, Crystal, actually. They were looking for someone to teach kids yoga, or to teach kids yoga trainings, rather. And they contacted her, and she was like, oh, I know the perfect person. And voila, here I am. I love it. It is my absolute dream job.
Can you tell me about, like, the evolution of Rainbow Kids, like how it started?
Yeah, so Rainbow Kids Yoga started with Gopala and Angel, they own Rainbow Kids Yoga. So Gopala was really about, 15 years old, I think, when he joined a band. Okay. And with older kids, older really adults with 30-year-olds. And the leader of the band told him, you know, if you want to get good at playing the drums, then you're going to have to start meditating. So Gopala started meditating. Mm-hmm. And at 15, and he fell in love with it so much so that he left the band, left his home in Israel, and joined an ashram. And there he stayed with the ashram for 10 years, and he was kind of the funny, fun one. And they were like, oh, we need someone to teach this kids yoga. There's all these kids coming. And so he got nominated to teach kids yoga. And eventually he ended up leaving the ashram, and then he started Rainbow Kids Yoga.
That's really cool. How much of yoga is physical and how much is mental?
Oh, it's hard to put a percentage on it. I think everything kind of goes hand in hand and it's all connected. But I think I like to say that yoga is just, it's all about relationships. And it's really about the breath, more than anything. The relationship with your breath and then your body and your mind and everything gets together. But even if you're just, the only thing you could do is breathe. Let's say you were paralyzed from the neck down and all you could do was breathe. And I think you can still be considered doing yoga.
Yeah. Do you teach lifestyle or spirituality as part of yoga for kids?
Lifestyle, yes. Spirituality, I think, comes through, but we definitely don't teach religion at all, just because we like to be able to connect with everyone. And sometimes religion can take a barrier rather than be welcoming. But I think that the spiritual side almost is not something that's taught. It's something that's felt.
Yeah.
So I think that usually comes through, but it's not so much of, a teaching, more or less.
One of Woof Shanti's main goals is to teach mindfulness to children. One of our main mantras is think well to be well. Another one is a smile and the world will smile with you.
I love that. I really love Woof Shanti, the positive spin on everything and kind of the message of changing your mindset to be positive instead of negative and to look at the good instead of the bad. And I think that's just so important to shed light on, because we often spend so much time thinking what happened in my, you come home from work or you come home from your day of school and the first thing you might say is, oh, this bad thing happened to me. And it's just kind of our culture. So I think it's really cool that Woof Shanti's kind of takes this attitude where it's what happened that's good? Because if you think about it, usually, if takes 60 minutes. So that's, you know, 1 hour, 60 minutes. And you probably had like 58 minutes of good and maybe one bad thing happened. And that's the thing you talk about. And so I think it's so good to make that shift towards positivity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for what you do. It's so cool that you made this awesome Woof Shanti dog to connect to young kids.
Is mindfulness something that Rainbow Kids incorporates as part of its teachings?
Absolutely. Yes. Mindfulness is huge. And I think it's even, you know, for adults. Adults have a very difficult time with mindfulness.
Are you saying that kids are better about mindfulness than with adults?
I don't know if I'd say better. I think each kid and each adult's different, so it's hard to put them into big categories like that. But I think it's easier at a young age for kids to kind of accept and change, you know, whereas an adult, it can sometimes be a little harder to change what you've been doing for so long. So bringing mindfulness at a young age, I think, is really important.
So how do you think it's best to teach kids about mindfulness?
In a fun way. Everything needs to be fun for kids yoga. So that is definitely one thing that's awesome about Woof Shanti is I haven't got to meet him in person yet, but seems like he's super fun. Yeah, because if it's not fun, who's going to want to do it, right?
Yeah.
And it's silly, but that's kind of true for adults too. We just forget. We think everything needs to be serious and work, mm-hmm. but...
Can you tell me some examples?
Okay, so one really simple little mindfulness game, just to kind of bring like a meditation in, maybe. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about meditation?
Sure.
So like ringing a bell. Have you ever seen those little singing bowls, those Tibetan bowls? So they're like these metal bowls and you ring it with a wooden stick and it's really a bell, but they're called Tibetan bowls, yeah. Called a singing bowl often. And so they're really fun. You could do it with any bell that kind of has a long ring to it. Do you know after you hit a bell and it kind of continues to vibrate and ring? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you – and this you can even do with really little kids. I've done it with like three-year-olds. You could have them all sit around and have their hands up in the sky and ring the bell and teach them to listen very carefully and wait until the bell is completely done ringing and then putting their hands down.
Yeah.
And that can be really fun, and kids will play it over and over and over again.
Do your teachings have a better chance of success if the parents also participate in the yoga?
I wouldn't say better, no. I think it's fun both ways. There's really something to be said for family yoga and like mom or dad and kid yoga or one-on-one, however you want to do it. Yeah. But family yoga is awesome because then it does bring it home. But there is something really cool about the little kind of community that kids build when they get to do it without their parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times kids will go home and teach their parents. So I think as long as the relationship is there between the parents and the kids, it kind of works out well either way, and both have their benefits.
Aside from health, what positive impacts does yoga have on a person's like social life and school life?
Well, I think it's really big on confidence and raising self-esteem. I was super shy as a little kid, so shy, and even into like high school and college, I really, really disliked giving speeches, and it was really scary to me. And so in kids yoga, kids learn, they get very empowered, and they get to take turns being the teacher. And so I often see that kids are shy kind of come out of their shell, and kids that are already confident get to keep that instead of losing it and having to get that confidence back. So that's one big one. And then I think also just socially, I've really seen like a decrease in bullying in schools. And I think it's just a lot about it kind of yoga takes out, at least Rainbow Kids Yoga, we take the competition out. And so the kids become much closer and a kind of sense of community and teamwork and friendship really develops. And just by that happening, bullying kind of goes to the wayside.
Do you have any questions about Woof Shanti that you want to ask?
How did you come up with him?
Well, when I was in second grade, my mom wanted to write a book, and I said I would do the illustrations. So I came up with an idea about a dog that does yoga, and my grandpa, he's very mindful, and he came up with the mantras, think well to be well, and smile and the world will smile with you. And that's how we came up with the idea for the book. It was actually right after when he passed away.
Aww, that's very cool. So he kind of lives on in the book. So we kind
of wanted to do something to remember him.
Aww, that's very cool. So your grandpa really was a yoga instructor?
He wasn't a yoga instructor, but he thought like a yogi. He was very peaceful.
Well, then it sounds like he was one. You can be a yoga teacher and not actually teach the asanas, right? Yeah. It's not all about the postures, that's for sure.
We really started with Shanti with the book, and then we kind of spread out to the videos and the website and the games.
That's super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so fun to talk to you.
Thank you for talking with us.
And thank you so much for having me, Adam.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wolf Shanti, Wolf Namaste. Think well to be well today. Wolf Shanti.